sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, a modest-sized team with not-so-modest-sized production. and we are here with Matt McLean from SWBC Mortgage. SWBC Mortgage is one of my favorite mortgage companies. That is where I chose to go to get my own mortgage. So,
good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Matt.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Well, you are welcome. Listen, tell me a little bit about your background, because our listeners have heard you on here, but they haven't heard a lot about you. So have you always been in the mortgage industry?
I have, and it really is a good story.
Okay.
Between my business partner, Dean Riddell. So I started right out of school, went to work for a local mortgage company, and Dean happened to be one of the managers.
Really?
Now, Dean and I go way back. We go back to grade school, competed against each other. We were in the same fraternity up at Oklahoma State. So we knew each other. I didn't know at the time that he was working there. But, yeah, so I worked for Dean, and then we both kind of split, stayed in the industry. He came back and worked with me at a local bank. I was with a bank here in town for 16, 17 years, ran their mortgage lending department. So we worked together again, and then Dean decided, I'm going to go do my own thing. And I stayed in the mortgage lending business. So I've been doing it for over 32 years, and a little over a year ago, I'm celebrating my one-year anniversary with SWBC. Dean's celebrating, I believe, his 10th or 11th year with SWBC. We decided we would join up again, and yeah. it has been just a wonderful run. It's been great.
Yeah. Well, and your predecessor in that business was a dear friend of mine, Perry Duncan.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who, may he rest in peace, and
yes.
I'm sure he is. And so Perry, now I had worked with Dean previously as well, but I'd worked with Perry off and on from... I mean, the first
right.
loan been, I ever did was with Perry Duncan.
Been in the industry for years.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you guys will stay a place 6, 7, 10 years and then go to a different mortgage company. Why do you do that?
You know, any number of reasons. Me, personally, I was just ready for a change. I felt like I'd accomplished what I could accomplish. I wanted to do a little bit more on my own. I was primarily management. I am not that today. I'm a producer. I'm a loan originator. And I wanted to do that. I wanted to be relieved of those management oversight and responsibilities and pretty much work for myself.
You know, ditto. I mean, I love working with people, my clients, listing their properties, getting them sold for good money. I love training agents.
Right. Sure.
Running the business day to day is not my best strength. I do it. I think I do it well. But it's not something I enjoy as much as actually being in production.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally.
So I love going. I mean, I'm going to list two properties today after the show.
Perfect.
Because that's the part I love
right.
about
right.
it. And I've got enough experience and enough knowledge, especially local industry knowledge here in the metro, to where it's easy for me.
Right.
Because I know how to study it. I know how to do it. But... So you've always been mortgaged.
I have. And like you, I mean, I think to be in this industry, you have to have that desire to help people. And mm-hmm. I mean, there is nothing more rewarding than helping somebody either buy their first home or buy their move-up home, refinance for some financial reason. It's just very, very gratifying.
Well, and you realize that not everybody enjoys helping other people.
I do, sure.
A lot of people kind of enjoy just making a whole lot of money.
Right.
Right? One of the qualifications on my team to get onto my team, our assessment is like 70 some pages when we get it back before I ever interview with anybody. They have to take an assessment.
Right.
And if their empathy score isn't through the roof, I'd rather not have them. I'm not even going to waste my time interviewing on them.
No, makes sense.
Because they need you as a realtor. You really need to put yourself in your client's shoes. You need to listen in order to know how to best help them. They come to you for help, so you need to help them.
Great advice.
And if you help enough people, you make a nice living.
It's just unbelievable. I mean, we've been fortunate to help so many people over the years, and you know you're doing what's right when those people return to you or they refer their family members or their friends. And, we get a lot of those types of referrals. So, mm-hmm.
Well, you know, my education, my undergraduate education and my previous career were social work.
Mm.
And I still consider myself, I'm not a salesperson. I mean, that's the title.
Right.
The world gives a real estate person is a salesperson, but I'm a social worker.
I like it.
With a real estate license. So I have a lot of knowledge in the real estate industry, but really I'm performing social work and I love it. So, your office is very much like that. And that's why you're one of our favorite lenders. Well, not only that, that's kind of the icing on the cake. We love that you're knowledgeable, that you know exactly what product will fit the person sitting in your chair.
Well, you know, thank you. First of all, we appreciate that. But yeah, you know, our role very much is as an advisor. And we love to sit down. We love to meet with people. We lay out all the options. We answer any questions. And then ultimately becomes their decision. But our role, 90% of what we do is advising.
Yeah. But I mean, from a knowledge base.
Sure.
Not just from your helps. Personal opinion.
It helps. You know, you and I had an issue we might talk about later, but it's ever evolving. It's ever changing. It's mm-hmm. changed quite a bit in this last year with the COVID-19. So, you have to continue to learn. You have to continue to absorb. I learn something every day.
Yeah. You know, we probably should talk about the folks that are in forbearance on their loans, and the fact that those are becoming due about now. You're going to have to start making those house payments again because they're not going to give you automatic forbearance anymore.
That's right.
And some of them, they require you to pay all the interest for the previous months, which is practically your house payment.
It is.
And you're going to have to pay your taxes and your insurance. So all you really get out of on forbearance sometimes is the interest, is the principal each month, which can be $100 or less.
Exactly. Yeah.
Pretty easily.
It is so important, and we'll talk about this, but you have to know what you're getting into.
Right. For sure. And knowing those options is really important. Right. Tell me what the rates are doing now.
Interest rates still are just unbelievably good, competitive. The 30-year still below 3%. I locked a 10-year a couple of days ago at 2.25%. So the 10, 15 are in that 2.5% range.
Really?
usually when you're in the type of environment we're in, rates become a little more volatile. But we have been fairly steady over the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And, a 30-year rate below 3%, again, 32 years of experience, I've never experienced that.
We're going to talk about this when we get back from the break. But yesterday, I received 4 offers on the same property, all of them very much the same.
Right.
Except their qualification letter. And each qualification letter was just a little bit different. We're going to talk about that pre-qualification or pre-approval letter when we return with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins. To find me, all you've got to do is go to BeckyIvins.com. My last name is not spelled in any kind of regular way. I could only afford one vowel, so I used it twice. It's I-V-I-N-S, BeckyIvins.com. And you're going to find my favorites on the tab on the, I believe it's on the far right. My website's going to be changing this week.
Ooh,
we're adding a
exciting.
Few more things to it. I like a simple website because it's easy to navigate and I want it to load real fast.
Right.
So I don't junk it up with a lot of stuff. But we're adding a couple of things. We're going to add the podcast to where you can just click on a button and hear any of the radio shows.
Oh, neat.
And we'll label them in such a way to where you know who the guest is and what kind of the topic was.
Ooh.
And we'll probably edit out the smoking hot deals because you don't care because they're in the past. Or smoking hot deals usually.
They were smoking
yeah,
hot.
They usually are exactly.
That's interesting. We we actually are going through a website change.
Are you?
Each individual loan officer, yeah. I actually just announced it on social media yesterday. So
cool.
And similar, you know, a new look, a new feel, a little bit more tools, more information, easier to navigate, you know, user-friendly.
Yeah,
right?
I like it to be, I guess user-friendly is a better term than simple.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Some of us just
simple's
need
good.
Simple, right? No reason to convolute it.
Exactly.
Okay, we were talking about the mortgage industry, and Matt McLean is with SWBC Mortgage, and the difference in sometimes people use these terms interchangeably, and they're not interchangeable. A pre-qualification letter, often known as a pre-qual, or a pre-approval letter. So if you're pre-qualified for a loan, what's the difference in being pre-qualified and pre-approved?
Yeah, great question. So, and I'll try to keep it simple. A pre-qualification essentially is the customer has filled out an application, typically done online, and we have the necessary data to pre-qualify that individual. However, what we don't have is the documentation to support the data that they've provided. So if they tell us they make a certain income, then we typically would document that with pay stubs or a history of W-2s, perhaps even tax returns. On a pre-qualification, we don't have that documentation. So we're basing our decision solely on the information that the client or customer provided us.
Do you ever do a pre-qualification letter without running a credit report?
Absolutely not. Great question. Either the pre-qualification or pre-approval, we will have access credit. We will have reviewed that credit report. And, of course, the credit score associated with that report is a key driver in our process.
I thought we might just throw in here kind of some benchmarks of credit scores that people are looking for.
Sure.
In order to get an FHA loan, you're looking for a 640. Is that right? I mean, ideally, that's FHA guidelines like that 640.
Ideally, 640 is the target. Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, at SWBC, we can go down to a 620. But that gap between 620 and 640, it certainly creates additional challenges. But, yeah, we prefer 640. The Oklahoma Housing Finance Agency, which is a first-time home buyer down payment closing cost assistance loan, their minimum credit score is a 640.
So if you don't have the 640, you can't get that first-time home buyer or even the Dream program, right?
That is correct, which is under the same umbrella with Oklahoma Housing Finance Agency. But, yeah, you have a little bit of work to do. And, you know, that's something that Dean and I will do as well. We will sit down and we will review that credit report with you, and we'll make certain recommendations or certainly bring up what we consider to be the issues on there and where you can make improvement.
So the credit scores are important.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Top three.
Is
absolutely.
It a fail pass thing on credit scores? Is it kind of like if you, or is it a rate issue to where your rate, your interest rate or your cost to get into the loan vary?
Yeah,
with your credit
it
score?
Certainly can.
The on credit, FHA, can it?
On an FHA loan, it is not a key indicator unless you drop below that 640 range. And then you're going to likely pay a higher interest rate or additional what we call discount points. On a conventional loan, it's much more tiered. And you know, for instance, on a conventional loan, anything over equal to or over a 740, you're going to get the very best interest rates. Then it begins to go in increments of about 20 points. So 720 to 740, 700 to 720. Each one of those lower increments, you're going to pay a higher interest rate or additional discount points.
Right. So your target for a conventional loan is 740.
740 to get the very best interest rate the market has to offer, yes.
Right. People are much more aware of their credit scores nowadays.
Oh, people monitor, they track, you know, on their device, they're given notification. Yeah, they're much more in tune.
Right. Well, so if you have a credit score of 640 for FHA, and why is FHA allowed to be lower? Why do mortgage companies lend with 100 points lower credit score and less down payment? Because conventional, it's 5% minimum.
Right.
Whereas FHA is 96.5%.
Right. So 3.5% down payment. Right.
3.5%. And you have to have a less credit score. So why is that?
Yeah. You know, good question. There are a number of metrics that go into that. It's pretty sophisticated. Probably even outside of my my scope. But, you know, FHA, they're a federally backed program. They insure the loans. You know, they have a lot of data in terms of their underwriting guidelines. But, you know, they're set. I don't know how to explain this. They're setting, they're making the rules. They're making the underwriting guidelines. But I'm certain that analysis just continues in terms of the FHA loan product, that credit score and how it associates with performance on a loan, default on a loan. And today, their standard is 640.
So what's the difference in PMI and MIP? And where did MMI go?
MIP. Well, let's go back to an FHA loan, okay, which is a mortgage insurance premium, right? So on an FHA loan, you have two types of mortgage insurance. You have what's referred to as an upfront mortgage insurance premium. And on an FHA loan, typically it is equal to 1.75% of your loan amount.
So for a $100,000 loan, it would be $1,750 paid up front.
Paid up front. Now, on an FHA loan, you can finance that into your loan amount. So you're not out of pocket for that MIP premium, upfront MIP premium, but you are, it is part of the loan, and you are responsible for that, and it's rolled into the loan amount. The second part of an FHA loan is your monthly mortgage insurance premium.
Right.
And that is equal today, depending on your loan-to-value, but anything at 96.5, which is what we just talked about, you're going to pay an MI premium of 0.85% of your loan amount.
So it's almost 1%.
Almost 1%.
Per year. It's 0.85%, right?
Right.
Okay. In mortgage insurance premium.
It is, right.
So you figure it by the year. So it's $850.
Divided by 12.
On a $100,000 loan.
Right.
Divided by 12. And that's added to your payment.
It is. It can get substantial on an FHA loan, yes.
So, but private mortgage insurance?
A little bit different. It is based on your... Go ahead, Becky.
Oh, no, go ahead. I was just telling you we've got less than a minute to go before we break.
Well, should we come
back
to this, do you think?
Well, we can do that. Yes, we can. Let me tell you, I want you to mark your calendars for October 24th. That's a Saturday, late afternoon at 5:30. Matt, you need to come to this. This is good. It is an old-fashioned hymn sing led by Tom Nix. Most Oklahomans know Tom Nix. He's quite the talent. And it's at Hope Retreat Ranch, which is a nonprofit ranch in Choctaw. October 24th, mark your calendar. We're going to return with more with Matt McLean from SWBC Mortgage and with me, Becky Ivins, from Movers Real Estate right after this break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Well, welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, and Matt McLean from SWBC Mortgage. And you can contact him by just going to my website, BeckyIvins.com, and clicking on Becky's Favorites. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to do a small repair or replace your whole roof. They actually, I'll tell you a story, Matt. Yesterday, I got a call from Larry Robbins. We had a home inspection on a listing that is under contract, and it said some shingles were rippled.
Okay.
And they needed to be fixed.
Okay.
And so I called my homeowner and said, okay, do you have any kind of warranty or anything on the roof? And she said, well, I think I do. She said, you told me to use Robbins Roofing. So I said, and you did, right? And she said, yes, I did. And I said, awesome. So I call Larry Robbins and say, Larry, and I clip out kind of a snippet out of the home inspection report and send it to him.
Right.
He goes by there and he calls me back and says, Becky, a piece of decking was loose up there and caused these shingles to ripple. And we're going to fix that. It's going to be in the next couple of days, depending on the weather. When's your closing? And I said, well, we've got plenty of time for closing, mm-hmm. so just get it taken care of. And that's all we had to do.
Nice.
So Robbins Roofing, they're dependable.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're trustworthy. And reach Larry Robbins and the Robbins crew at Robbins Roofing. Just call 728-3700. 728-3700. Speaking of numbers, what is your license number?
License number 119-7740.
There you go.
Thank you,
we
Becky.
Have to get that in there.
Yes.
Okay. Our word of the day today is a concept more than a word. It is PMI mortgage insurance. So it's really, private mortgage insurance is what PMI
that is correct. Yes.
stands for,
right? Right.
Uh-huh. And it really is just private mortgage insurance is what a borrower has to pay when they take out a mortgage from a commercial lender and they pay less than 20% down.
That's right.
Then they have to insure the mortgage. What they're doing is insuring the mortgage company that that loan's going to be paid as agreed.
That is exactly right.
Okay. And the premium on that usually costs between about a half and 1% per year, right?
It does. Again, that's another matrix or variable that is credit score driven. So the better the credit score, the lower the mortgage insurance premium you're going to pay.
Well, it's also driven by loan to value.
It is.
If you put 15% down, you're going to get a different rate than if you put 5% down.
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
You're right.
So sometimes it can go below that.
Right.
Half percent even.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, but it's a sizable amount of money.
Depending on the size of home or your loan amount, it absolutely can be.
Well, it can very easily be $75 to $100
yes.
a month.
Correct.
Every month until you get to what percentage?
It has to automatically drop off at 78% loan to value. The lender is required to drop it. Now, you can apply for it to be dropped off when you're at 80%. You can apply with your lender.
Now, is it 80% of a new appraisal amount or 80% of your original appraisal amount?
Yeah, good question. Typically, we will do, and it's to the client's advantage to do a new appraisal.
If things have gone up.
Yes, very good point. And that's where we would turn to you to get that advice.
Yeah. Well, and you know, lately things have gone up. But
yeah.
About 10 years ago, we didn't have that situation going on, did we?
Been there and lived it, yes.
Yes. So, okay. So we're talking about, we discussed the difference in pre-qualification and pre-approval.
We did,
the
yes.
The difference is the documents to back up.
Correct.
What you put on your application.
That's right.
So you get a pre-qualification with a good credit report and just filling out an application and it fitting the guidelines.
The guidelines, that is correct.
Okay. But you can get a pre-approval if you have furnished all the documentation.
Supporting documentation. Okay. Current supporting documentation.
Yeah, okay. And of course, a pre-approval is stronger than a pre-qualification.
I would probably defer to you. My guess is your preference is pre-approval versus pre-qualification. But absolutely much more leverage with a pre-approval versus pre-qualification.
Okay, so yesterday we got four offers on a property, and they're all about the same.
Right.
And I'm one that reads every word of a pre-qualification letter, so I did. Turns out one of them has to sell a house.
Okay. So contingency, right?
Contingency.
Well,
turns out another one, say they're a contingent contract, but it's not on their pre-qualification letter.
Hmm.
So either the lender left it off or maybe they can afford to buy two houses.
Okay.
So you've got to dig a little bit deeper there.
Right.
Another pre-qualification letter was for less money than what they offered.
Ooh.
So how do we know they can qualify for
that
more?
That should not happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And then one was actually from a very good lender here in the metro, and it was a pre-approval. All the documentation was in.
Okay.
And it was for $10,000 more than what the offer was or the house was listed for.
Okay.
And it was a conventional loan as opposed to FHA.
Ah. And why is that important to you as a realtor?
Here's one thing. There are requirements FHA has occasionally. Now, that's not as big a deal as it used to be.
Right.
FHA and VA pretty much are the same as conventional anymore on appraisals.
I would agree.
Except VA is slow. Slow to come around. They assign these to what do they call them? Not a board, but their approved list of appraisers, right?
Yeah, VA is in total control of the appraisal process in terms of who they select, when they select.
I know. So you have to be patient and have a long time.
You do. Yeah, 30-day close on a VA loan is a challenge.
Right. And sometimes it works out just fine.
It does.
But other times, it's 30 days before you ever get an appraisal.
Right, right.
So that's a challenge. None of these were VA. FHA, we just sold a house that had the same situation. I'm not going to say what the situation is, but the FHA appraiser said, you're going to have to do this to this house. And it wasn't a fault of the house. It's sort of like handrails.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And it ended up costing a little bit of money and finding someone that can do it and all that kind of stuff. And we know it's going to be required on FHA, whereas conventional, they usually do not require something like that. So, and conventional loans, the borrower is almost always stronger than an FHA.
I would agree with that, yes.
Now, I didn't tell my seller. We just sent the offers and said, we'd like to talk to you. We didn't get a chance to talk to him. I got a message on my phone that says, we're going to take this offer. And it gave me a name.
Hmm.
So I've got to go home and look at those and go, I said, is it okay if I look that over and be sure that you're taking the strongest offer or at least be able to talk to you? She said, oh, yeah, call me.
Good, good.
So that is, you know, the pre-approval or pre-qualification letter matters.
Absolutely.
Even in my office this week, I was submitted multiple offers on one of my listings, and one of the offers was from my own agent. The others were from outside, other brokerages. And I asked my agent, I said, did you read the pre-qualification letter?
And?
The answer was no.
Hmm.
I said, oh, well, you might have based your offer on that pre-qualification letter. Because you could have made your offer stronger by upping the earnest money, possibly.
Right.
Maybe changing a close date. Maybe, I mean, doing different, sure. There's different things you can do to make an offer stronger other than money.
Right.
You know, but drop the home warranty.
Right.
You know, don't require a repair in advance or something. There's different things you can do.
A lot of options, right.
A lot of options, a lot of terms in that contract.
Yes.
Other than price, other than purchase price.
Very interesting.
Lots of different things. So read your pre-qualification, read your pre-approval. And then when I questioned this agent, I was told, well, I assume it's good if it's signed by this person. I said, yeah, that's true. But you still have to know what it says. Because it said required a gift letter.
Read the fine print.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so
right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
There's different things and different ways to make it stronger.
They can be very, very detailed and frankly should be detailed.
Should be
if
very
they're
detailed.
Vague, you really, really may need to dig into it.
Right. Okay. We've got more to come on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Stay tuned for our smoking hot deal. You're going to enjoy this one right after this break. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company. Did I forget who I was, Matt? Leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, and I'm here with Matt McLean from SWBC Mortgage.
License number 119-7740.
There you go. We have to get that in. My license is 47388, which is a very old license number. they're up to, I think they start with a 2 now, and they're 6 digits.
Yeah.
But where do we go next, Matt?
Yeah, so you brought up a word, a term, and it was contingency officer. Explain that.
Okay. Well, you know what that is, but
I do, but maybe our listeners don't.
Well, exactly. A contingency offer. There are many contingencies in an offer, but I mean, most of them are contingent on getting financing. Most of them are contingent upon inspections turning out
right.
Okay, and the repairs being negotiated, and the termite inspection, and the termite. You know, whether you get treatment or not, it's contingent upon the property appraising. It's contingent upon the title report coming back clear. But when
great
we
points.
Talk about a contingent contract in the industry term for that is that contract is contingent upon another property selling.
Okay. Typically the buyer's property?
The buyer usually has to sell their house.
Okay.
So it's contingent upon that house selling. So we get offers, contingent offers. We write contingent offers. I don't shy away from those, especially in a hot market where things are selling
right,
real well.
Right.
But when we get a contingent offer, do you know what I do?
What?
First thing? Well, first thing, Shelley does this in my office, my transaction manager. She makes sure we have a copy of that. If it's under contract, the contingent property can either be not on the market yet, or it's on the market, but it hasn't sold.
Okay.
Or the property has already sold but not closed. In that case, we get a copy of that contingent contract, and then the first thing I do is run a comparable on that.
Right.
The CMA makes sure that it's going to sell. that is going to appraise and find out whether or not they've already negotiated repairs. Has the appraisal been done on the contingent property? And then if it has, that contingent property is not on the market yet, I run a CMA and I call the realtor and say, what are you going to list this for?
Right.
What improvements have been made? What updates have been made? Does this, and of course, I look at it on the overhead map. I make sure that if it backs up to an adverse thing in a buyer's eyes, like a major artery, a turnpike, an apartment building, right, a dog food processing plant, things like that.
A lot of detail.
If it backs up to something, it is less. Only 1 out of 10 people would even consider purchasing it.
Interesting.
So we have to have it priced very competitively. And if it's not going to be priced competitively, my seller can still take that offer. But I say, hey, you've got yours sold. Now you're responsible for getting this other one sold.
Right.
Before yours can close. So you have to have it priced right, presented well, that kind of thing.
Gotcha. Well,
so,
thank you.
Contingency is a real thing. And we do a lot of them. Matt, thank you very much.
Becky, thank you for having me. And it's always fun.
To find Matt's information, it is, as always, 858-7770. But go to BeckyIvins.com. Look at our properties for sale. Request to get a value on your property. We'll be back next week with more. Thanks for staying tuned to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.